And that's where we leave Newsday here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's news, weather and sport coming up, and what happened yesterday when 1,500 tractors arrived in Westminster. That's all before today at 6. First, a new series is beginning next week on Radio 4.
You haven't witnessed the legal system uncovered like this.
Lawyers, police officers walking past. It's a bizarre environment.
I found the whole process bewildering.
You should not believe everything you hear about the glamour of being a lawyer.
Oh, I didn't know you could get your wig cleaned.
What's wrong with all of you?
7 years,
this
I haven't.
You may not think about justice in the same way again.
Just because you can charge an individual with crime doesn't mean you must.
You do not have to say anything. With me, defence barrister Joanna Hardy-Siskind. Next Monday to Friday afternoon at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, here's Stav Danaos.
Thanks very much, Caroline. Good morning to you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 11th of February. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet and Sharon. Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low just west of Fitzroy, 1006, expected Sole, 1007 by midnight tonight. Low Belgium, 1014, expected Thames, 1017 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Utsira, northern south at Utsira, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, but 6 at first in South Viking, becoming variable 2 to 4 elsewhere. Fair, good. Southern south at Utsira, east 40s. Easterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Easterly 5 or 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. East 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, and also snow in German Bight. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in German Bight and poor elsewhere. Humber, easterly or northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northeast, and 4 elsewhere. Rain or showers, and also sleet in east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Thames, cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain or showers and also sleet in east, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5 in Portland, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Dover. Plymouth, Biscay, east veering southeast 4 to 6, then becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in Biscay, occasional rain, mainly later, good, occasionally poor later. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in far north, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, east 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in west Fastnet and south Shannon. Showers, then rain in Fastnet and Shannon. Good, occasionally poor in Fastnet and Shannon. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. Southerly 3 to 5 at first in southeast Iceland. Otherwise, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. East 3, 22 miles, 1,028, falling more slowly. Stornoway, east 6, 16 miles, 1,030, falling. Lerwick, east by south 4, 19 miles, 1,036, falling. Lucas, east by north 5, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,029, falling. Bridlington, northeast by east 5, 1022, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north northwest 4, 1 mile, 1016. Jersey, northeast 2, 6 miles, 1019, falling slowly. channel light vessel automatic, northeast by north 3, 5 miles, 1020. Silly automatic, east northeast 5, 7 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Valentia, east by north 3, 16 miles, 1020, falling. Ronald's Way, north northeast 3, 13 miles, 1024, falling. Malin Head, east by south 6, 19 miles, 1026, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday, the 11th of February. The general situation: most of the United Kingdom will remain in a cold east to northeasterly airflow during the next couple of days, with showers affecting many areas. Also, an area of low pressure currently lying over the Netherlands will bring some longer spells of rain to eastern coasts of England. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East veering southeast 4 to 6, showers then fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or northeast 4 to 6, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 4 to 6, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, cyclonic 3 to 5, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsiebille, northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in east. Selsiebille to Lyme Regis, variable mainly north 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly 5 or 6 in west, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 3 or 4, veering east or southeast 4 or 5, showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first in east. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northeasterly, veering easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in far north, decreasing 3 at times elsewhere, showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in far north, decreasing 3 at times elsewhere, showers, good. Isle of Man, northeast, veering east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, then mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, east or northeast 4 to 6, veering east or southeast 5 or 6, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, showers, perhaps wintry in far north but becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or northeast 3 to 5, veering east or southeast 4 to 6, showers then mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, east or southeast 4 to 6, showers becoming fair later, good. Shetland Isles, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in far south, decreasing 3 at times later, fair, good. And that completes your shipping bulletin. I will be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes' time, but for now I'll hand you back to Caroline Nicholls.
Thanks, Stav. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 11th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. President Trump says Israel should cancel the Gaza ceasefire and let all hell break out if Hamas doesn't release all the remaining hostages by Saturday. The MP behind the assisted dying bill suggests scrapping the need for a high court judge to approve cases. In business, investors led by Elon Musk offer to buy the maker of ChatGPT for almost $100 billion. President Trump has said that if Hamas does not release all the remaining Israeli hostages by Saturday, he'll call for an end to the ceasefire in Gaza. The comment came after Hamas said it would delay the release of the next group of hostages and accuse Israel of breaking the terms of the truce. Israel has responded by raising its state of military readiness around Gaza. Mr. Trump said it was up to Israel to decide if the ceasefire should end.
As far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out. If they're not returned, all of them, not in drips and drabs, not two and one and three and four and two.
Supporters of the bill to legalise assisted dying in England and Wales have suggested that applications should not have to be signed off by the High Court. The MP behind the bill, Kim Leadbeater, said she'd changed her mind after hearing concerns during evidence sessions last month. Opponents of her plan believe it will weaken safeguards. Our political correspondent, Harry Farley, has been looking at the suggested changes.
Instead of that High Court sign-off, instead that would be done by a three-person panel. It would be led by a lawyer, but not necessarily a judge. But it could include other experts. And they would also have that role in checking for whether someone has been coerced into the decision to end their own life and indeed whether they have the capacity to do so. The question, I guess, is whether Kim Leadbeater, the Labour MP behind the bill who is suggesting this change, can persuade enough MPs that this isn't watering down a safeguard, but rather, in her words, as she says, it's actually making the system even more robust.
Employers who have adult apprentices will now be able to decide whether a maths and English qualification should be part of their course. The change will take effect in England immediately. The Department for Education believes the greater flexibility will result in 10,000 more apprentices completing their courses each year. The Synod of the Church of England will debate and vote on a new safeguarding model after a number of senior figures were accused in recent months of not doing enough to prevent sexual or physical abuse. One option would move all safeguarding officers to a new independent organisation. Another proposal would leave local safeguarding staff as church employees. Professor Alexis Jay, who was asked to advise the church on safeguarding, says significant change is needed.
I think it's absolutely necessary. Church safeguarding as it stands falls below the standards of secular organisations, and I do not think that can continue when it has also led to such serious weaknesses.
The funeral of the former